This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, nothing really new. As downside continues, yes, we did close higher yesterday, but we spent most of the session today trading negative and closing negative. Largest losses taking place in the feeder cattle. The only good news is we did bounce well off the lows, and we did not make any new contract lows today. And we did see choice box beef today at the mid-morning time period, 3 cents lower. Selects down 2 cents. Had a movement of 97 loads today. The cattle kill 113,000 head, and we saw the hog market with mostly upside today. On the close, December live cattle, 10 cents lower. February cattle down 27. January feeders were 92 lower. March feeders down 72 cents. And February hogs closed at $1.32 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Steve Schiffner, on behalf of the folks at Pioneer Cellular, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you're still looking for a special gift or looking to save a lot of money on your bill, switch to Pioneer Cellular today. They know that things can be hard during the holiday season, but your cell phone bill and network should not be your problem this year. Come in, ask about how you can make the switch today. They're offering a $300 credit straight to your Pioneer bill for every line you switch this month. For me and all the folks at Pioneer Cellular, Merry Christmas. Some restrictions may apply.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Tom, what's causing the losses across the grains?
Well, Leslie, we lacked any kind of technical buying, any short covering today. Our markets mainly just returned to the selling. We had a real lack of fresh news out there, especially anything that you could consider price positive out there to help these markets to the upside. So overall, we started pushing back down towards the lows of the week. Now, we saw on the close today, March Casey wheat down 7.25, the July contract down 7.5, March Chicago wheat down a nickel, March corn 4 cents lower, July corn down 4 cents, January soybeans and the March soybeans both 7.5 cents lower, with the March cotton 6 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. Find more details online. That's at OklahomaFarmReport.com.